Well, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, visiting with newly appointed Grandview College head football coach EJ Peterson, who is also a PCM grad. Coach Peterson, you want to just kind of talk about, you know, recently you were promoted to head coach. Can you kind of talk about what that decision meant to you and kind of that promotion means?
Yeah, it was obviously a difficult decision, an exciting decision, but it was something that, obviously having played at Grandview and coached here for almost 7 years now. It was something that it's a place that means so much to me, and having worn the jersey and obviously Coach Joe and the Woodley family did a lot for me as a football player and really is the reason that I got into coaching in the first place and all the things that they've done at Grandview and the traditions and everything that they have established. It meant a lot to me to be able to take that over and continue to push it in the direction that I know that it can continue to go, and see that those traditions and those expectations continue forward.
You know, obviously with Grandview coming off a recent national title and then Coach Woodley going to Drake, you know, can you kind of talk about, you know, the what kind of program this is like that you're coming into? Because sometimes newly appointed coaches, they don't always come into the best situation, but you're kind of coming into a situation where the program is at the highest point that it could be.
Yeah, with last season and everything that our team was able to accomplish, obviously extremely, extremely proud of what those guys were able to do. That's something that those guys will never forget. And it's obviously a great accomplishment for our football program and the university. The one thing that I will challenge our guys, we start classes back up on Monday and we'll have a team meeting. The one thing that I'm going to challenge our guys is everybody is proud of what we were able to accomplish, but we can't forget about all of the little things that we did along the way, all the little sacrifices, the commitment, the dedication, the early workouts, the meetings, the practices that put us in that situation. Because I think anytime that you have success, there's always that potential for getting comfortable or getting complacent with where you're at and just assuming that, you're going to be able to get back there and do it again. And I think the challenge is, coming in every day with the mindset to get a little bit better and see where this thing takes us.
You know, with you being a Grandview grad yourself and then going on to be an assistant coach and defensive coordinator, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of pride for you there in terms of Grandview football. Do you feel like with all the success that they've had over the past few years and just the great tradition around the program that there is a certain expectation that surrounds the program now that you've taken over?
Back to Coach Mike, who was the head coach when I played, and then Coach Joe was the defensive coordinator and working with him they did such an amazing job of setting the expectations and guys knowing, in each area on the football field, off of it, in workouts, in the classroom, what it was expected of them. And so those are core values that, that were instilled as a player, and then being able to come back and coach with Coach Mike at his last season at Grandview, and then when Coach Joe took over, and seeing the little things that he changed when he took over, again, those are things that have been modeled for me and what I also view as important to running a football program, and obviously there will be little things that I'll change along the way. I'll have to find my way of doing those things as well, but that's something that, again, is been modeled for me for quite a long time.
Yeah, and you yourself, going back a little ways, you yourself are a Monroe native, and you played high school football at PCM. Can you kind of talk about, that experience of being from the PCM area, and maybe if there was some values that were instilled upon you growing up in that community that you kind of carry with you today?
Growing up in a small town, there's a sense of, community, there's a sense of pride, there's a sense of family, and not just, around the community, but especially in athletics. The guys that, you play football with, are a lot of those guys are the ones you play your winter sport with, whether that's basketball or wrestling, and then into the spring. So you spend a lot of time developing those relationships with people. That carries over into the coaches, Coach Jones, Coach Doms. When I was playing football for PCM, were again guys that had high expectations, high standards, and demanded a lot from you. Again, were there to support you when you needed it. With my old man running the grocery store in town, again, there's just always that sense of community, and always that sense of, if there's something that needs to be done, you roll your sleeves up and you find a way to get the job done.
With you, you made the transition. You played at PCM, played at Grandview, but you also had a time playing in the Arena Football League too for the Iowa Barnstormers. Kind of, what was that experience like? Because of course, that's a little bit of a different brand of football, a different style.
Yeah.
Kind of, what was that experience like overall?
It was different. I mean, it's the game is extremely fast. There's slightly different rules. Obviously, the football field's a lot smaller. There's less guys on the field. Offense can run at the line of scrimmage before the snap. So, it was a lot of fun. I mean, again, a whole new group of guys from all over. I mean, I got to play with guys that played at the Division I level. Brent Curvey, who had played in the NFL for quite a while. Brad Danks is our quarterback. You had guys like Todd Blythe, who had played at an extremely high level. So, getting an opportunity to play with guys that had played football at an extremely high level, was a very unique experience, and a great opportunity that I got to have.
Well, Coach Shannon, before we close up our interview, you now that you're taking over as head coach at Grandview, and what is one kind of major coaching philosophy that you would love to carry on that Coach Woodley had, but that you also want to carry on and instill to your players to continue the great tradition of its success at Grandview?
Yeah, we're going to be a tough physical football team. We're going to play a team's brand of football, with the offense complementing the defense, and the defense complementing the offense and special teams. It's going to be a team first type mentality. And again, it's come to work every day with the intent of getting a little bit better. And again, this is going to be a new role for me, a new position for me. So, everybody is expected, including myself, is expected to come in and learn and get a little bit better. And that's what I'm most excited about, is I get to experience this with our players and guys that, I've known for some of them for almost 5 years now, and so I'm excited at the opportunity to take this next step with them, and see them continue to grow on and off the football field.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and your team as you head into kind of some off-season stuff, and looking forward to seeing how you guys do in the fall.
Thank you so much.